Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon. We're conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. Now, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm not satisfied.
Okay. Now, would you say that is somewhat dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you, using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it's a very important issue to you? Number 1, criminal justice reform.
Criminal justice reform. Six.
Okay. A student loan debt.
10.
Okay. Crime and violence.
10.
Okay. K-12 education.
10.
Okay. Democracy.
10.
Okay. Inflation and the cost of living.
10.
Okay. Reproductive freedom.
10.
Okay. Healthcare.
What's that?
Yes, healthcare.
Health scare?
Healthcare.
Oh, 10.
Okay. Jobs and wages.
Oh, Lord. That is utmost on the list. It's a 10.
Okay. Abortion rights.
Abortion rights. I think everybody is free to make their choice.
All right. So on a scale of 0 to 10, how important is it of an issue to you?
10.
Thank you. Immigration.
If they have the right document, maybe 8.
Thank you. Voting rights.
It's a 10. It's a privilege. The right.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Climate change.
I'm not really familiar with the climate change issue. Maybe an 8. They just leave
thank
the climate
you.
The way it is.
Thank you, ma'am. And racism and discrimination.
It's 10.
Thank you. Now, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, local, and offices.
You don't have something on your sheet. You don't have homelessness.
Oh, I am sorry.
You don't have veterans issue. You don't have homelessness. You don't have veterans issue. You don't have any of that on your survey. Those are not important to you, guys.
Oh, I am sorry, ma'am, but the options from this particular survey, we take them from a poll. I know there are a lot of issues, but those are just the ones that were selected for this particular one. So,
yeah.
But
homelessness and veteran is two of the most important ones here.
I definitely understand your point, and thank you so much. I will forward the comments, as they are very, very important for us. So, thank you. Now, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, local, and offices in 2024. And I know it's still a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands right now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not likely to vote at all? Thank you.
10.
Now, just to make sure that we cover all races equally, what is your race?
Does it matter?
Please remember that this question is just for statistical purposes only.
I'm a Caribbean. I'm from the Caribbean.
All right. So, all right, I put in as Caribbean. Thank you. Now, are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Thank you. Now, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
I'm a female.
Thank you. Just to make sure that we cover all ages equally, what is the year of your birth?
61.
Thank you. Now, what is the highest level of a school that you have completed?
Oh, Lord, what does all of that have to do with this here?
This survey focuses on political issues, but this particular question right here is just for statistical purposes. Now, the question goes, what is the highest level of a school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
University.
Thank you. So would you say that is an associate's degree, a bachelor's degree?
Bachelor's.
Thank you. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please write the amount of power you feel that your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. I'm sorry, do you want me to repeat the question?
Yes.
Yes, it says, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to you.
Well, it's 1 in how many million or how many whatever, you, so I don't know what that is. It's a 10.
Thank you. Now, how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on issues that matter the most to this community? Please rate the amount of power you feel. Okay. Thank you. Now, please rate your feelings towards some people and organizations and issues on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm. Yes, I will repeat, no problem. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate so.
Well,
number 1, the Democratic Party.
Did you come in here and ask something? Yes, sorry about that.
Not a problem. So, like I mentioned, a 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable.
You caught me at the time when I'm getting ready to go through the door, so I'm multitasking.
Oh, I understand them. I hope it's not too much of a hassle. If if you are busy right now, I can schedule a call back at a time where you feel you are more free to speak to me. But
how much questions do you have left?
So right now we are halfway done.
Yeah, call me back because I'm getting ready to do something very important here.
Okay, not a problem. What would you say would be the best time to contact you today?
By the way, where do you get my number from?
We take the numbers from an automated a generator of numbers, basically. And, there are a lot of answering machines, but you answered this time. Basically, that's the way we get the numbers from. But what would be the best time we could contact you at?
I can't give you a specific time. Just call and see if you get me.
Okay, not a problem. And would today or tomorrow work better for you?
Tomorrow might be better. Which one? I don't have any more. Yeah, maybe tomorrow might be a better day.
Okay, not a problem. I will be contacting you tomorrow, ma'am. Thank you so much for your time, and you have an excellent day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.